Welcome to today's podcast, where we delve into the paper titled Noise-Aware Training of Layout-Aware Language Models. This research, conducted by a team from The Ohio State University and Google, addresses the challenge of training custom extractors for visually rich documents, VRDs, in a scalable and efficient manner. Visually rich documents, like invoices or forms, combine visual and textual information, making the extraction of data a complex task. Traditional methods that work well on plain text don't suffice for VRDs due to their layout and formatting intricacies. Moreover, training custom extractors for each document type is costly and labor-intensive, as it requires a large number of human-labeled instances. The paper introduces a semi-supervised, continual training method called Noise-Aware Training, NAT, which aims to train robust extractors with limited human-labeled data within a bounded time. NAT operates in three phases. 1. Initialization. The extractor model is pre-trained on a separate dataset, transferring knowledge from a model trained on a different task. Noise-aware fine-tuning on a weakly augmented corpus. The model is fine-tuned on a corpus augmented with weak labels from model-based weak supervision sources and a limited number of human-labeled documents. 3. Fine-tuning on synthetically augmented corpus. The model is further fine-tuned on a corpus augmented with synthetic documents generated through rule-based data augmentation strategies. The methodology is detailed as follows. Model-based weak supervision. 2 weak supervision sources are used. The first is FormNet, a model pre-trained on the same unsupervised objective as the extractor model and fine-tuned on a limited number of human-labeled samples. The second is an unnamed multimodal BI-LSTM network that uses visual features to infer weak labels. Reweighting. NAT estimates the confidence of each training sample and reweights them during loss computation to address the noise in weakly labeled samples. Weight thresholding. This step discards training samples with a sample weight less than a predefined threshold to reduce noise. Noise-aware loss, a loss function that boosts signals from samples with higher weights and dampens signals from samples with lower weights. The paper also discusses the use of synthetic data augmentation to enhance the training corpus. This includes techniques like synonym substitution, format substitution, coordinate transformation, and bounding box expansion. Experiments were conducted on 2 state-of-the-art models, Layout LMV2 and FormNet. Using publicly available datasets like CORD and FunSD, as well as in-house datasets for French invoices and utility bills. The results showed that NAT-trained models are robust and outperform Layout LMV2 on public datasets, while reducing the human labeling effort by up to 73%. In conclusion, the NAT framework provides a scalable and efficient way to train custom extractors for VRDs, addressing the limitations of previous methods and significantly reducing the need for extensive human-labeled data. That wraps up our summary of the paper. For those interested in the technical details and the full scope of experiments, we encourage you to read the full paper. Thank you for tuning in to our podcast.